Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. I'm on the road, my friends. You're going to have to forgive if the sound is a little off, but we need to talk about politics yet again because it's that time of year. It's that time of the next 4 years. Every 4 years, we go through this garbage. 2 years, arguably, if you're really political, but everybody seems to care way more about the presidential than about Congress or local, or I get it. Hardly get it. Because of the dog and pony show we call a political system, which is more like a political circus. And you might ask, well, why would I say that? Well, because it is. The whole thing's a circus. But I want to make something clear. I want to be clear. I don't say that to discourage you from being active. I don't say that to get you to be like, oh, the whole thing's a sham, the whole thing's a waste of time, I'm not voting. You see, because that's a problem that's on the other side of the aisle. I think we should take a pause for a second, and we should take a step back and ask ourselves, okay, what is it you want? Yes, you listening to the show. What is it you want for your life? What is this vision you have for your life? And if the answer is you don't have one, well, then we need to start there. But if you have one, I want you to stop and I want you to think, okay, I have a vision for my life, whether it's I have a family, I'm single, I'm divorced, I'm married. None of that's important. What's important is the vision you have for your life and the lives of the people who are immediately close to you or that depend on you. And then when you look at all those factors and you look at the political system and the fact that everything is political, whether it's you want to turn on the TV for your kids or you want to watch the football game, whatever it is, you are being just saturated with political ads, with campaigning, with celebrities telling you this, that, and the other thing that they're being paid to say, but they won't tell you that. You can't go on social media without seeing some idiot moron drug addict talking about how they endorse Kamala because they support abortion even though they never have kids. They don't want to have kids and their old bats were 50 years old. I mean, the whole thing's a sham. The whole thing is crazy. And I understand why people use the term uniparty, or they use it like the two-party system is just a Ricard Monty. I understand why people believe that. In fact, I at one point believed it as well, to the point where I thought it was an entire waste of time and I didn't want to partake at all. But I have since changed that viewpoint, and I'll tell you why. The reason why is because that doesn't actually accomplish anything. That's like being a heckler in the stands, but not playing the game. It's like being a guy who drinks beer and watches football, criticizing these athletes. Meanwhile, you can't do what they do. Meanwhile, you're not out there trying to actually improve the game. You're not trying to do anything to fix the problem. It's like laughing at a problem and then not wanting to do something to fix it while simultaneously complaining about it. And I'm not going to lie and sit here and tell you that Trump's perfect or that Kamala's perfect, because nobody's perfect. Okay, first of all, if we were perfect, we wouldn't have a candidate on the Democrat side of the political circus that nobody fucking voted for. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting a little excited. Nobody voted for this fraud. If you go back to 2020, she had the least amount of, she was the least popular candidate on the Democratic side of the aisle before they announced that Joe Biden would run. She was the least popular. She only got where she is because she slept with Willie Brown, allegedly. And that I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area. That's where I grew up when I was a kid, okay? So I know the backyard that she pretends like to brag about. Meanwhile, there are people who you can look up who were, they were killed by illegal aliens. They were cops. And they want a death penalty for the guy that shot the illegal alien scumbag who killed the cop and then could they ask him off the death penalty? And she was like, no, I'm not going to do it. Now you might say, Austin, that's not important. Why the hell should I care about that? Some people I don't know in a place that I probably didn't grow up. Why should I care about those things? Well, because you're missing the point. A point is, my friend, that you can't sit back and be uninformed because there's so many liars. Everywhere I turn, I see some absolutely bald-faced lie, and then I go on, I watch the debate, and the scumbag lying court jesters of our time in the media have the nerve to fact-check Trump over and over again on the littlest of things. And then Kamala literally lies every which way to Sunday, and they don't say anything. Nothing. Zero. It's not like, okay, we held him accountable, and we held her accountable. Nothing. You go out to the DNC, and the fact that they lie after lie after lie, and CNN doesn't fact-check. ABC doesn't fact-check. These fact-checkers are fraudsters. Fact-checking is code for whatever the government wants. Whatever the government wants you to think, there it is. Boom. Unless proven otherwise, you should always believe that. That's what I think. And you might say, well, Austin, why should I care what you think? It doesn't matter whether you care what I think or not. What matters is what you think. You want to ask yourself hard questions because we live in hard times. We got here through weakness. We got here through compromise. We got here because people passed the buck. They didn't want to take up their arms. They didn't want to pick up their crosses. They didn't want to pick up and make hard choices. Instead, they wanted to have a good time. They wanted to have fun. They wanted to make sure people were happy. I don't care if people are happy. I care if people can afford housing. I care about whether I can afford my goddamn grocery bill. I care about whether I can pay my taxes and not lose like 50% of my income. That's what I care about. What do you care about? Do you care about abortion? These women want to talk about abortion day and night like it's the most important thing on earth. Meanwhile, hey, gentlemen, when was the last time somebody asked you about your reproductive rights? You have reproductive organs, don't you? Yeah, you know, the thing that, you know, is between your legs? Yeah, you have reproductive organs last time I checked. Why is there no talk about your reproductive rights? Huh. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? There's no talk about your reproductive rights as a guy, but they seem to hyper-focus on the women's aspect. Even though last time I checked, women can't get pregnant without men. Last time I checked, it required both people to make that happen, but apparently only one party gets a say in it, and then they want to lecture me and you about sexism and misogyny. Meanwhile, they're Xing men out of the family, Xing men out of society, telling us if we don't have a vagina, we can't have an opinion, and I was supposed to just sit here and support this garbage. I was supposed to vote for this garbage. I was supposed to get you to vote for this garbage. I'm not going to do it. I'm not doing it. The whole thing is disgusting. You want to talk about equality? Where's the equality on my reproductive rights at? Where's that conversation? Nowhere, because nobody cares about it. Why? Because in the history of the mankind, nobody has given a single iota about men. Now, if you're a guy who was a king, a duke, a count, a knight or something, then yeah, maybe somebody cared about you. But the average guy doing his own thing, going about his life, trying to do the right thing, trying to be a good guy, he is the guy. Nobody cares about him and his problems. Nobody does. And I'm not sitting here to tell you that, to be like, oh, about him. My life is so hard. No one in the political system is talking for me, so I'm going to sit here and cry. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you need to be aware of your problems. What matters to you? It could be what I'm talking about. It could be something totally different that's totally unrelated. But the point is, you have to decide what you want to do. Because in my opinion, being neutral and saying, oh, I'm just not going to vote or I'm going to vote third party is a waste of time. You are just throwing away your opportunity, and I get it. You hear stories about guys like Hamus and Shoemaker. You guys ever heard that story of Hamus and Shoemaker? If you haven't, I'll tell you the story. You can look it up online if you think I'm making it up. Hamus and Shoemaker is a story about how one vote can make a difference. It's kind of a kid's story. But Amazon Shoemaker was a farmer, and he barely made it in time to vote. And his one vote got some, I believe he voted for Marsh. One vote he voted for Marsh, who won by one vote. Marsh voted for, what was his name? Harrison? I think it was Harrison. It was Harrigan, sorry. Voted by Harrigan, who won by one vote. And then that man voted for Texas statehood, which passed by, you guessed it, one vote. It's a story about how the vote matters. Now, that was back in a time where we didn't have illegal aliens voting, in my estimation. We didn't have dead people voting. We didn't have a company that counts votes that's based out of Spain. No. We didn't have all that. That's also owned by Nancy Pelosi's husband, or at least invested in by Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul Pelosi, allegedly. No, that stuff didn't exist then. People had counted it, you know, by hand, you know, in plain sight, not boarding up the windows. Not talking about a burst pipe, Mueller pumping in votes, you know, suddenly at 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh, Trump's winning, though. All of a sudden he's not winning. In fact, he's losing by a lot. Sound familiar? Yeah, it should. Oh, I'm not saying it wasn't the most fair election of all time. Oh, no. No, I don't want the FBI to come and arrest me for being a domestic terrorist or something, because I dare have a brain and ask questions and ask provocative ones at that. Oh, I'm sorry that I'm not a brainwashed adult. You know, like the people in China that Tim Walz went to 30 times. Oh, yeah. Oh, you didn't know that? Yeah. He literally vacationed out there, went on his honeymoon, and got married on the anniversary at Tiananmen Square. Oh, yeah. Because he said, quote, I wanted to make sure it was a day that I would always remember. Oh, I'm not making this up. Guys, if you think at any point in time during any show you ever listen to with me in it, please go. I don't care if it's Google. I don't care if it's DuckDuckGo. I don't care what the hell you search engine you use. You go on there, research what I'm talking about. Boom. It's going to be right there. You will. And if you want to admonish me if I make a mistake, feel free to do so. Because it doesn't happen very often. I know what I'm talking about. I don't just shoot my mouth off. I know what I'm talking about. If I was just shooting my mouth off, I'd go on The View. If I wanted to shoot my mouth off, I'd become a homosexual or a transgender and go and do something. If I wanted to just shoot my mouth off and have people pretend like I was some profound intellectual, meanwhile, I'm just another communist scumbag pushing an agenda. You might sense a little bit of extra animosity in my voice today, and you're right, because I just got done at the gym. And I just went really hard in the gym. So I got really hyped up on pre-workout beforehand. So, I'm a little hyper, more hyper than normal. So you're going to have to forgive me if I'm jumping all over the place, or if you think that I'm a little too aggressive today. I'm not trying to be. I'm just trying to keep it real. If you want a show, it's like, you ever get the orange juice when you were a kid with no pulp? You know, like they have the one with pulp, with a little bit of pulp, with no pulp. You know what I'm talking about, right? I'm the orange juice that has all the pulp in there, all the nutrients, all the vitamins, all the fiber. That's what you're getting on this show. You're not getting the pasteurized 100% sugar garbage that tastes good but has no redeeming value, no healthful benefits, nothing. That's not what you're getting on the show. So when it comes to elections such as the presidential or congressional or local or state, it's important that you stay involved. You don't let people tell you that your vote doesn't matter, that you should just, oh, it's all the same things, who the hell cares? I don't believe that. Now, you can call me naive if you want. And I understand where you're coming from, truly. I do. But I don't believe it. Reason being, because if Trump was just like everybody else, why the hell are they trying to get rid of him so bad? You might say, Austin, what do you mean they? Do I really need to answer that question? Considering that the last guy that tried to take him out was brainwashed allegedly in Ukraine? Oh, yeah. Oh, you know the country that Trump said he wouldn't keep giving billions of dollars to? you see how things are adding up a little bit? Yeah, they want to talk about him being a Russian operative. Meanwhile, Russia staged the biggest land invasion since World War II into Ukraine during the Biden administration. Am I making too much sense? Stop me if this is too much. Turn the show off if you don't like it. My friends, this is the kind of stuff that we'll probably talk more about as we get closer to the election. Not because my voice or your voice is going to change world history or American history, but because we as guys who are just humble men trying to live our lives, trying to do what we want to do, trying to do what we think is right, we have to discuss these things because they're going to directly affect our lives come November when this circus shit show hits the fan. And then everybody's left wondering what happened, how it happened, is it legit, is it illegitimate? They want to know all these things. The countdown is getting closer and closer, and we need to talk more about it. My friends, I gotta go to the grocery store before I head on back to the crib. But I really wanted to discuss this because I think this is on more people's minds than they're willing to admit, even if they are apolitical or even if they think the whole thing's a sham and they're not interested. It's being shoved in their face more and more, and so they're being forced to think about it. And so I think I can sense these things, and so I believe it's important for us to discuss it more, and we will. My friends, you take care of yourselves. Please leave your comments below. If you want to add anything, you want to admonish me for anything you think I did was wrong, and you can show receipts. Take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. God bless. Peace.